Hi, I'm Philip's brother, and you're living up the weekend on Raw. What a beast.
I'm here with Star Guest Dilly. This is Living Up the Weekend. And right now, we're going to play a bit of a game. It's called Saving the World's Bacon, where essentially, there have been some bacon-related news stories to crop up around the world. And it's Lily's job to identify two of them, which are true, and one of them, which you might call irrational. So two stories out of the three I'm going to tell you are completely true. The other one I've sort of made up whilst I've been revising for my exams.
Right. That's what you. That's your procrastination.
That is ever so slightly how I procrastinate. So the stories are as follows. The headlines are, there's a bacon-scented lottery ticket in the USA. There's a bacon weave and ice cream sandwich sold in Asda. You can get bacon roses delivered to your loved one.
Right.
So they're the three headlines.
Okay.
Delve into them a little bit deeper.
Okay.
So instead of going from the fat on the outside, so the nicer bits on the inside. The bacon-scented lottery tickets. So essentially, some person in America has made this special lottery where you can win prizes up to $10,000. But also a 20-year supply of your own bacon.
Okay.
Now, essentially, you sort of have a scratch, have a sniff, and then get your £2 $2 lottery ticket, and then you've got some chance of sort of winning some sort of sizzling prize.
Okay, so is it more of a scratch card than what we would get, like, you know, our lottery tickets, how they are?
Mm-hmm.
Is it more like a scratch card kind of thing? Like, because it seems like if you could scratch it and then the scent would come off, rather than the scent being in the paper, if you know what I mean.
I think it is more of a scratch.
Yeah.
It is more of a scratch. And then you can sort of really
get
inhale.
The scent, yeah.
Inhale. Then the second one, we have this bacon weave and ice cream sandwich. So essentially what this is, it's a man who has made this, which is essentially like a sandwich. It's like those biscuits with sort of wafer on the top and like marshmallow on the inside.
Okay.
Where he's sort of grilled streaky bacon, but set them into a weave. So they sort of sit on top of each other in sort of a circular shape.
Okay.
And they act as the top of your sandwich.
Right.
And the inside is ice cream.
Okay.
So sort of frozen ice. So you buy it from the freezer section in Asda.
Right.
And then you take it to the checkout. I hope it doesn't melt.
Yeah, that's always an issue.
And then lastly, we have bacon roses delivered to your loved one.
I definitely think that one's true.
So you know how you get streaky bacon?
Yeah.
And essentially what they've done is they've rolled up streaky bacon to look like a rose.
Okay. Yeah,
in sort of a spiral shape, and then stick it on the end of a green stick. Get a bunch of them together, put some ribbon on, and have a home delivery service.
And then, is it edible? Yeah?
In theory, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not the stick.
Yeah, that's great. I quite like that idea. Because flowers just, they just die, don't they? Whereas if you had bacon flowers, could enjoy looking at them and eating them.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good idea.
So your choice, Lily. Can you save the world's bacon and decide which of the three stories of the bacon-scented lottery tickets, the bacon weave and ice cream sandwiches, or the bacon roses are irrational?
I think the bacon-scented lottery tickets are irrational.
You are so close. But no. Alas, no. The bacon-scented lottery tickets are, in fact, a thing. The irrational story were the ice cream sandwiches.
Oh.
Maybe that's just...
You made it so convincing, though.
Maybe that's just a fantasy I've got in my head.
Yeah, maybe.
And I think,
I think you should develop that idea, though.
I should take it to Dragon's Den.
Yeah, take it on Dragon's Den and see what they say.
Delicious.